Mutiny by Julian Stockwin. Read by Christian Rodzka. The Articles of War, 1749. If any person in the fleet shall conceal any traitorous or mutinous practice or design, being convicted thereof by the sentence of a court-martial, he shall suffer death. Article 20. Prologue.
Damn it, but that's six of them. And they're thumpers, Sir Edward.
The massive telescope that the first lieutenant of HMS Indefatigable held swayed in the hard gale, but the grey waste of winter sea made it easy to see the pallid white sails of line-of-battle ships, even at such a distance. Captain Pellew growled an indistinct acknowledgement. If it was the French finally emerging from Brest, it was the worst timing possible. The main British battle fleet had retired to its winter retreat at Portsmouth, and there was only a smaller force under Rear Admiral Colpoys away in the Atlantic, off Ushant to the north, and the two other frigates of his own inshore squadron keeping a precarious watch. And those, an enemy of such might, could contemptuously sweep aside. Heaven only knew when the grudging reinforcements from the Caribbean would arrive.
Sir,
there was no need for words. More and more sails were straggling into the expanse of the bay. Silently the officers continued to watch, the blast of the unusual easterly, cold and hostile. The seas, harried by the wind, advanced towards them in coomers, bursting against their bows and sending icy spindrift aft in stinging volleys. The light was fading. The French admiral had timed his move so that by the time his fleet reached the open sea, it could lose itself in the darkness of a stormy night.
A round dozen at least. We may intrude.